You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Well, Jeremiah Johnson also prophesies about these impeachment trials. And when you're seeing what's coming against, you know, Judge Kavanaugh, what came against, you know, these different Supreme Court justices, what's coming against authority, what's coming against the police officers in the streets where they're pouring water on police officers, shooting them in their car while they're eating their lunch, killing them. And it's just crazy. Jezebel, listen, the spirit of rebellion coming against the authority of God, the establishment of the land. That's what you're seeing take place in Congress when there's like there's no evidence. There's no evidence. It's a nothing burger. But yet they just lawlessly, it's a Jezebelic spirit. As a matter of fact, listen to Jeremiah Johnson.
You know, God began to speak to me on the day of inauguration where Nancy Pelosi was there, many of them dressed in white coats. And the Lord began to reveal to me this spirit of radical feminism. It is the spirit of Jezebel. I believe that there's been a Jezebelic attack on President Trump, but here's the thing. It will require the spirit and power of Elijah. There is a mantle of Elijah that's going to come upon the prophets, but upon a prophetic church. I just really sense right now, even as we're on the show and prophets are speaking, I just want to encourage those watching, you are prophetic too. You have authority in prayer. And this mantle of Elijah that will dethrone Jezebel is available to the entire church, and we are going to see Jezebel, that radical feminist spirit. I believe God said to me, hell is being not only broken off the White House, hell will be broken off of homes in 2020.
Hell will be broken off of homes in 2020. So many homes have been so attacked by this Jezebel spirit, where all of a sudden, you know, men don't feel like men, husbands don't feel like husbands, boys don't feel like boys anymore. That all of a sudden the things are just being flipped upside down. Well, that's a Jezebel thing trying to come in again to take you out of your role. You know, when you look at what God's doing through President Trump, the Lord showed me very specifically. He came and he visited me. He took me and I was with President Trump in this prophetic encounter. And President Trump is walking me into the marketplace. He reaches up and grabs a big fat journal, a blank journal, and he gives it to me. And the Lord says, I want you to write down everything this president does. You know, I was wondering why at the beginning, but then he showed me specifically that this president who gets in prior to President Trump getting in, that he would be a friend of the church. And here we are, we have President Trump, he's a friend of the church. And what is he doing? He's literally moving, just like Jeremiah Johnson's talking about, and we're seeing boldness with authority. He's not worried about what other people think. Accusations and lies and schemes and just using the whole apparatus of law to come against him. And God protects him. He's not protecting himself. God's protecting him, which means this. If we operate with that kind of boldness and that kind of faith, not mean, not hateful, but moving in the direction that God wants us to move in, he will have angels around us to protect us. He's waiting for people to be able to stand up. And he said, write down everything you see him do. And he's actually, if you understand what faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. People look at Trump and these people that are prognosticators and just Baal prophets and all saying these things. They're saying what they see. He doesn't get all tied up in something that didn't work out. He begins to say, he still says, it's going to work. We'll just do this. We'll just do this. We'll just do this. And it's like, where is the church's voice? Where are we? What are we saying? And I'm saying, you know, 2020 is a breakthrough, that the Jay-Z is coming down. The reason why the VFN TV studios and the VFN is located, the hub's located in the Gulf Coast, because we were going to be in Texas. God told me very specifically that the Jezebel spirit's going down. It's going to be defeated. God took me to its funeral. I watched it happen. And what happens when Jezebel goes down, the spirit of Jezebel, people start operating in their right mind. Now, right now, they're paranoid schizophrenics. They let enemy divide them. They can't unite worth anything. You know, marriage is not a unity. Family's not a unity. Pastors can't unify. There's all this stuff going on. But you know what? Once that spirit's gone, people are just like talking normal. They're in their right mind. And so I saw that. And that's what brought me to the God. I'm like, okay, I'll come, God, if that's what you're going to do. So it's very exciting. I'm in agreement with that. It's got to go. And we're seeing God deal with it through President Trump. And God's saying to me and to all of us, watch what he does with Trump And we ourselves need to do that. Presidents are temporary. They'll be there for 8 years at the most, but we have to actually participate in the process. And one is to make sure that you get out and participate in the voting process.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.